The Bush administration would undoubtedly score points with voters if either Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein were captured or killed. As it is, they remain at large, sending out audio and even videotapes to Arabic-language television stations with some frequency. Just this past week, Saddam Hussein issued a new call to his countrymen to take up arms against foreign occupiers. Over the months, U.S. government analysts have authenticated such tapes. The government won't divulge its methods, so we turn to Tom Owen of Owl Investigations, Inc., an expert on voice recognition who helped analyze the most recent Osama video. Welcome, Mr. Owen.
Hi, how you doing, Jim?
Good. Let's talk a bit about the history of this technique first. I understand the first form of voice analysis was created just over a century ago by the father of Alexander Graham Bell.
That's right, Alexander Melvin Bell, and he started drawing handwritten spectrograms as a method of teaching the deaf how to speak. And so, in other words, if your voice would raise up and on a vowel sound, he would write that, and he called it visible speech. And from that, in the 40s, Bell Labs had a war program going on to develop a machine that could write these symbols or formats, as we call them, onto a piece of paper. And a stylus would burn an impression of the time and energy and frequency of the human voice onto this paper, and that's how we would actually read our sounds.
So what are you looking at? Are you looking at a bunch of numbers? Are you looking at squiggly lines on a graph?
It'll look like, for lack of a better term, it looks like little snakes on top of one another. And the way they bend and curve will determine who the person is, basically. A spectrogram is a time, energy, frequency, visual representation of the human voice. And on that spectrogram is contained the vibrations of the vocal cords, or what we call glottal pulses. Pitch is also available. The energy at which we speak, or the amplitude, is also available, and the distances between the words, the manner in which words are said, and the rate of speech, dialect or accent, is we can hear that when we listen to it. And also we can both see and hear various pathologies. For example, if someone had a physical deformity like a hare lip or something like that, that can be ascertained in looking at a spectrogram.
Let's listen to the tape purportedly of Saddam Hussein that was released this week.
فأزف إليكم البشرى التي أدخل القادر العظيم فيها السرور.
Trying to figure out if that is indeed Saddam Hussein, what would a voice print analyst be listening for and looking for?
Well, the first thing that you would want to get is a control tape or a known tape. When I worked on trying to determine Osama bin Laden's voice from the November tape, we had a control tape that we knew it was Osama. It was the interview with Jonathan Miller. And it was all filmed, and the audio was good and so forth. That's the best control tape.
So it's not really possible to mimic. Someone, a voice analyst, can distinguish someone who's trying to mimic someone else.
Well, interesting question, because we had Rich Little some years ago do a analysis for us and mimic all sorts of people, and we did the spectrograms and did a comparison between the real Humphrey Bogart and the real John Wayne and so forth against Rich Little, who's considered to be one of the best, and you could still tell the difference spectrographically. Same thing with identical twins. Their spectrograms will be different, and I speak from experience because I'm an identical twin, and I've done studies with myself and my brother for the last 20 years.
Your brother can't fool you. Do you speak Arabic?
No, I do not.
So you're analyzing a language you don't speak, but that doesn't really matter.
Well, when I did the Osama bin Laden tapes, I had three police officers from the Interior Ministry of Saudi Arabia helping me with the speech. And it's interesting because Arabic, you know, reads right to left. So you have to have a spectrograph, a machine that actually does right to left.
A lot of us have basically come to conclude that bin Laden and Saddam Hussein are out there alive somewhere, based in large part on these recordings that keep popping up. But you write that such voice analysis is not without controversy. For example, you say that it doesn't hold up in every courtroom.
Normally when it doesn't hold up in every courtroom, it's because of some failing of not enough words used or bad samples or not a verbatim exemplar. It holds up very well when all of the procedures are followed, and the procedures require that you do a verbatim exemplar for 100% positive identification, and you can't do that with a Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden because they're not going to sit there and repeat the words for you.
Tom Owen is a voice identification expert with Owl Investigations. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.